So in the devil, don't let the devil steal your faith. Tell your neighbor, what is most important is your faith.
咩做係最重要咧？就係你嘅信心。你嘅信心係最重要嘅。
What's most important is your faith.
話俾佢哋聽，你嘅信心係最重要嘅。
So we go to the next subject.
我哋去到下一個講題啦。
The power of faith.
就係信心嘅大能。
How powerful is faith?
究竟信心有幾咁能力？有咩能力咧？
Because this is a faith and healing conference.
因為呢個係信心同埋醫治嘅特會。
At every night session.
每一個晚堂嘅時候咧。
We will minister to the sick.
我哋會為醫治嘅人禱告。
Minister to people oppressed by the devil.
就係為到咧被鬼壓制嘅人禱告。
And we're going to see miracles happen.
我哋將要睇到咧神蹟奇事發生。
So let's understand the power of faith.
我哋要首先明白信心嘅能力。
How powerful is faith?
究竟信心有幾大嘅能力咧？
Because if faith is not powerful,
假如信心唔係有能力嘅時候，
then we might not need to live by faith.
咁我哋就唔需要因信得生啦。
How powerful is faith?
究竟信心有幾大嘅能力咧？
Open with me to the Gospel according to Matthew.
打開馬太福音。
Matthew chapter 14.
馬太福音14章。
From verse 22, let's read to 22-33節。 故事發生咧，就係耶穌喂飽5000人。講到咧，當耶穌喂飽5000人，佢叫啲門徒上船，佢叫啲門徒上船，去到另外一邊，就係好似由香港島去另外一邊咁。
就係好似由香港島去另外一邊咁。 聖經講到耶穌上山去禱告。
呢件事咧喺晚上發生。佢去到禱告。就叫啲門徒去另外一邊。第25節。聖經咁講。第25節嗰度，夜裏四更天嘅時候。 That is between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m.
即係話半夜嘅3到6點鐘。
Now Jesus dispatched them around 6-7 p.m.
喺晚上6點鐘嘅時候，耶穌離開佢哋。
And then he went to pray.
佢就去到山上禱告。
And the Bible says between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m.
聖經講到係凌晨嘅3至6點嘅時候。 耶穌就喺水面上行走。
And as Jesus was walking to them,
當耶穌行近佢哋嘅時候咧，
verse 24 says that the ship was in the midst of the sea because there was a storm.
就話船喺海中啦，因為有波浪。
So Jesus dispatched them around 6-7 p.m.
耶穌喺六
And between 3 to 6 p.m., Jesus was going back to them.
到凌晨三至六點咧，佢又翻翻去佢。
And they have not been able to cross the sea.
佢哋都仲未可以過到河嘅。
Because there was a storm.
因為當時有風浪。
So they were rowing against the wind.
佢哋咧係要逆風去搖嗰個船。
You need to understand this.
你要明白。
That at least 4 of the disciples of Jesus were professional fishermen.
你要明白四個門徒當中係專業嘅漁夫。
Peter.
彼得。
James.
雅各
John,
约翰
and Andrew,
安德烈
they had knowledge of the sea.
他们很认识海
and yet they still could not, you know, break through the storm.
但是他们都不能够摇得比那些海浪
So Jesus was now walking towards them.
耶稣就行去他们那里
And the Bible says when they saw Jesus coming,
圣经说当他们见到耶稣来的时候
they were afraid.
他们就害怕
because they thought they had seen a ghost.
因为他们以为见到鬼怪
and they scream,
他们就尖叫
Master, save us!
就说
they scream, you know, for fear.
因为他们就怕他就主啊救我
and Jesus said to them,
耶稣跟他们说
you don't need to be afraid.
你不需要怕
it is I.
就是我了
now, Peter said,
彼得说
Lord,
主啊
if it is you,
如果是你
ask me to come.
就叫我在水面上行到你那里。
Now that's a very serious statement.
这个是一个很严重的说话。
Because no human has walked on water before.
因为没有人是能够在水面上行走。
How come Peter was telling Jesus, if you are the one of the water, ask me to come?
为什么彼得就说假如你是那位你就叫我来吧。
Now remember, Thomas was also there.
Thomas?
Yeah, Thomas, disciple of Jesus.
記唔記得Thomas, Thomas?
And you know, Thomas loves to doubt a lot.
嗰位係叫佢唔好懷疑。
Could you imagine what would be going on in the mind of Thomas?
你會諗下 Thomas 嘅心入邊諗緊咩咧
？Peter,
彼得
，You want to walk on water?
你想喺水面行走
？Hey, you better don't kill yourself.
你唔好整死自己喎。
Because nobody has done that before.
因为没有人这样做过我。
Peter said to Jesus,
彼得跟耶稣说,
If you are the one on the water,
假如你是那位在水面上,
ask me to come,
就叫我来到你那里。
Now, look at it this way.
这样看,
For about 8 hours,
八个钟头了,
Jesus has been praying.
耶稣在一路祷告。
For about 8 hours,
在八个钟头里面,
Peter has been struggling to move the boat.
彼得摇船摇得很辛苦。
So Peter had not even prayed.
他都没有祷告到。
Jesus was praying.
耶稣在祈祷。
So maybe it was the prayer of Jesus that made him to walk on the water.
可能是耶稣的祷告就要他可以在水面行走。
How come Peter, having prayed, wanted to walk on the water?
为什么彼得没有祷告过就要想在水面行走?
Well, Jesus said to him,
但耶稣跟他们说
Come
来
And Peter came out of the ship
咁彼得就离开只船啦
Began to walk
开始行啊
I was walking towards Jesus
行向耶稣
And the Bible says
圣经讲
When Peter saw the wind
当彼得见到个风嘅时候
That the wind was contrary
The
wind was strong
个风好大
He was afraid
佢就开始惊
And he began to sink.
他就开始沉。
Now listen carefully.
好仔细地听。
We have been taught before.
以前啲人咁教我。
That the reason why Peter walked on the water.
点解彼得要喺水上行咧
？Was because Jesus was on the water.
因为耶稣喺水面上。
Peter could walk on the water.
彼得喺水面上行。
Because Jesus was also on the water.
因为耶稣喺个水面上。
But I beg to differ. I differ on that subject.
我嘅睇法唔同。
Now I want to use an example.
我要用一个例子。
Faith is very practical.
因为信心好实际嘅。
So please can you just stand up?
有冇企起身
？This is Jesus.
呢个系耶稣。
Now Peter.
呢个系彼得。
Peter was on the ship. This is the ship.
彼得喺呢边。
Jesus was walking towards us.
行近佢。
And then Jesus said to Peter, "Come."
耶稣跟彼得讲下。
And before Peter could get to Jesus,
当彼得去到耶稣之前咧
，He looked at the wind.
佢睇见啲风。
And then he began to sink.
佢就开始沉啦。
So they have taught us.
我谂咧。
That that when Peter was looking at Jesus,
当, 彼得看到耶稣的时候呢,
he was walking on the water.
他已经在水面上,
but when he was looking at the wind,
但当他看到风的时候呢,
he began to sink in the water.
他就开始沉在水,
but you need to remember in verse 24,
在24节,
that the Bible says that they couldn't get to their destination for 8 hours because the wind was blowing.
已经说到他一路摇都不能够去到目的地因为风很大
so it was not when he was walking to Jesus that the wind started blowing even when he was coming out of the ship the wind was still blowing
其实实际上不是说因为他走到那里风先来而是他一路都已经很大风了
because this wind had been blowing for 8 hours and they couldn't get to their destination
这个风吹了八个小时他们令到他们不去到目的地
so it wasn't a new wind it was the same wind that had been blowing
这个不是一个新风刮起的风而是风不断已经在吹着
then they have also taught us
我们都,
because Jesus was on the water that was why Peter could walk on the water
因为耶稣在水面上 所以彼得也想走去
but let me ask you a question
我要问你一个问题
when Peter was walking on the water
当彼得在水面上走的时候
where was Jesus
耶稣在哪里?
He was on the water.
他在水,
when Peter was sinking in the water,
当彼得在浸水的时候呢,
where was Jesus?
耶稣在哪里?
He was still in the water.
他都在水上,
that shows to us
即是告诉我们,
that it was not the presence of Jesus that made Peter to be able to walk on the water.
不是耶稣的同在令到彼得可以在水上行,
something else was responsible.
有些事情是要令到这样发生的
because when Jesus was on the water Peter was on the water when Jesus was on the water Peter was also sinking in the water
因为耶稣在水的时候彼得在水的时候彼得同样是沉在水
so what was responsible for Peter to be able to walk on the water
什么事情令到彼得可以在水面上行呢
Why was Peter able to walk and why was Peter sinking in the water?
为什么彼得又可以行,为什么有时彼得又要沉呢?
Jesus gave us the reason.
耶稣给个原因了,
why Peter was sinking?
当彼得沉的时候,
Jesus helped Peter.
耶稣帮助彼得,
pull him up.
拔他上来,
and they went into the ship.
And then, 又行到船上,
and Jesus said to him,
耶稣跟他说,
oh, you of little faith.
你写小信的人啊,
why did you doubt?
为什么你要疑惑呢?
Okay, so what made Peter to walk on the water?
什么令到彼得可以在水上行呢?
Was the faith of Peter.
就是彼得的信心。
What made Peter to sink in the water?
什么令到彼得沉呢?
Was the doubt of Peter.
就是彼得的疑惑。
So when Peter had faith,
当彼得有信心的时候,
Peter was walking.
他就可以在行了,
on the water.
在水面上,
then when something happened to the faith of Peter,
有些事令到, 彼得疑惑的时候呢,
and his faith was replaced by doubt,
他的信心就被, 疑惑取代了,
Peter began to sink in the water.
彼得就开始沉在水里面,
now look at it this way.
这样看法,
we will soon find out,
我们也都会知道,
that both faith and doubt is in the heart.
当信心和疑惑同样在心里面的时候呢,
faith and doubt are not in your body, they are in your heart.
信心和疑惑不在你的身体, 是在你的心的。
So, when Peter was walking on the water,
当彼得在水上行,
something was happening inside Peter.
有些事在彼得里面发生,
and that was faith.
就是信心。
When Peter was sinking in the water,
当彼得沉稳的时候,
something was happening inside Peter.
彼得里面也有些事发生,
and that was doubt.
就是疑惑,
now that gives us an understanding.
这里让我们想起一些,
whether you will walk on the water or sink in the water, it depends on what is inside you, not what is outside you.
其实你在水面上行,还是说你会沉呢? 其实是依靠在你里面是有些什么东西?
Are you getting it right now?
你明白吗?
Because faith is inside.
当信心在里面的时候,
doubt is inside.
疑惑也在里面的时候,
when faith was inside,
当信心在里面的时候呢,
Peter was suspended on the water.
他就可以站在水上面。
When doubt was inside,
当疑惑在里面呢,
Peter began to sink in the water.
他开始沉了。
So what determines my ability to walk on the water?
什么决定我能够在水面上行呢?
It's not the size of the water.
不是那些水。
It's not the wind that is blowing.
也不是周围的风。
It is what is inside me.
就是在我里面有什么东西。
So what happens within me,
我入面发生咗咩事?
Determines what I experience without.
就是决定我怎样去经历.
What does that mean?
即是什么,为什么呢?
What happens in my heart?
我心里面有什么东西?
Determines whether my body is healed or sick.
决定我的身体是得到医治还是怎样?
What happens in my heart?
当什么发生在我心里面?
Determines whether my finances will be okay or not.
决定我的财政是怎样?
What happens in my heart?
什么发生在我心里面?
Determines whether the devil will have power over me or not.
就决定那个魔鬼究竟有没有权利去胜过?
What happens in my heart?
什么发生在我心里面?
Determines whether I will conquer the world or not.
断定究竟我能不能征服世界?
So, what should I do therefore as a Christian?
所以作为基督徒我应该怎么做呢?
I should focus on the heart.
我要集中去留意我的心.
Because if everything is right here,
所以如果我的心是正确的时候,
everything will be right outside.
外面的东西也都顺利的.
Now tell your neighbor,
告诉你隔壁的我听,
if everything is right within,
假如你入面的东西是正确的时候,
tell your neighbor, everything will be right outside.
外面的东西都是没事的了,
好好的. Say one more time, if everything is right within,
说多次, 假如我心里面的东西是正确的,
everything will be right outside.
外面的东西你都很妥当的了.
Now, do you know what you have just said?
你知不知道你刚才说了什么?
It means,
即是说,
whatever is not right outside,
即是说外面的东西不妥当的时候,
shows that it is not right inside.
即是说你心里面不妥当.
Don't try to correct it from outside.
不要改变外面的东西.
Correct it from inside.
改变你心里面.
Are you getting it right now?
你明不明啊?
So whatever is not right outside,
外面有什么不妥当发生呢?
Does not mean that Satan is very powerful.
不是说撒旦很有能力.
It only means that something is wrong here.
即是说你心里面有些东西不妥当.
You've not gotten it right here.
你里面是有些东西没搞清楚.
Once you get it right within,
假如你将你的心是摆得正确的,
you are sure it will be right outside.
你就知道外面的东西就会妥当.
So if you are still sick in your body right now,
假如你的身体是有病,
it shows you have not gotten it right inside.
即是说你心里面是有些东西不正确.
Not because God wants to use the sickness to teach you a lesson,
并不是说神要用疾病去教你一些功课.
Like some people tell me, maybe it is their old thorn in the flesh. It's not your thorn in the flesh.
有些人说这个好像是保罗说我肉体上的一根刺，这个不是刺来的.
Something is not yet right within.
其实是你入面有些东西不妥当.
And that is why we've organized this conference.
所以我们就会整这个特会.
To bring faith to your heart.
将信心带来你的心里面.
To bring faith to your heart.
将信心带去你的心里面.
Now, we're going to look into the scriptures again. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14.
看《使徒行传》14章.
We're looking at the power of faith.
我们看到信心的带来.
And after this, we're going to look at we're going to define faith.
接着我们就为信心去来一个定义.
Acts chapter 14.
使徒行传14章.
Verse 6-15.
使徒知道了，就逃往许高力的老师特。
Thank you.
馬書十章十七節。
So Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing."
As 罗马书十章十七节话，信道行同听道。
Faith does not come by prayer.
信心唔系藉住祷告嚟嘅。
Some people say, "Pastor, pray for me. I want to have faith." Some people pray, "Oh Lord, give me faith."
有啲人嘅叫我祷告为佢信心祷告，有啲人就呼求神啊，你俾信心我。
The Bible is clear.
圣经好清楚咁讲。
Faith comes.
信
道。By hearing.
从听道而来。
That's why we read in Galatians 3 all the time.
我们曾经读过加拉太书三章。
Where Paul said.
保罗讲。
When you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
当你领受圣灵嘅时候。
And miracles will work among you.
神迹奇事就会喺你当中发生。
By the works of the law or by the hearing of faith.
呢个系行律法啦，定抑或系凭听见嚟咧？
So there must be a hearing.
即是说必须是有听到的。
There must be a hearing.
必须又是有听到的。
For faith to come.
以致信心可以来到。
So if there is no hearing of the word.
所以假如没有听到神的道。
Faith will not come.
信心就不会来。
We'll be treating that later.
我们迟点会再
来。But I just use this to explain a point here.
我要用这件事解释一点。
Paul and Barnabas.
巴拿巴同埋保罗
went to preach at a city called Lystra.
去到一个城市去讲道。
Now Lystra was not like Hong Kong.
吕底亚
Lystra was a small city.
系一个细嘅城市。
Now in Lystra,
喺吕底亚嗰度
there were idol worshippers.
就有好多偶像。
So there are temples all over.
周围都有嗰啲庙。
You know there are not many temples in Hong Kong.
香港唔系好多。
You know, when I was in Taiwan, I saw so many temples.
Oh, because in Taiwan, I saw so many temples.
So they had temples everywhere.
So, 周围都有庙。
Now remember,
记住,
there was no church in Lystra.
吕底亚嗰度冇教会。
Because they have never heard the gospel before.
因为佢哋未听闻福音。
So there was no Christian in that city.
喺嗰度冇基督徒。
There was no church there.
嗰度冇教会。
Now remember, Bible had not been written at that time.
当时圣经都未写成。
So because there was no church,
因为当时冇教会啦。
There was also no pastor.
亦都冇牧者。
And because there was no pastor,
因为冇牧者。
There was also no Bible.
亦都冇圣经。
So there was no preacher to preach in Lystra.
亦都冇传道人喺当地去传福音。
We can therefore conclude.
所以我哋就可以下个结论。
That the people of Lystra did not have faith.
所以当地嘅人系冇信心嘅。
How can I be so sure？
我哋点解咁肯定咧
？Because faith comes by hearing the word of God。
因为信心从听到而嚟听。
So they were not hearing the word。
所以佢哋根本冇听过神嘅话。
So there was no faith in Lystra。
所以喺当地系冇信心嘅。
So Paul and Barnabas got there。
所以保罗同巴拿巴去到嗰度。
The Bible says。
圣经讲。
And Paul preached the gospel。
保罗系传福音。
Paul preached the gospel。
保罗在这里传福音。
How does faith come?
圣经信心是怎么来的？
Hearing the word of God.
听见神的话。
So Paul preached.
所以保罗就传福音。
Now if you are familiar with the ministry of Paul.
假如你对保罗的事都熟悉的时候。
Paul is a long preacher.
保罗传道呢很讲道。
He also preached 1 hour message.
他不是只讲一个钟头而已。
Paul will preach for 12 hours.
他可能讲12个钟。
6 hours.
6个钟。
9 hours.
9个钟。
In fact, one time, Paul preached all through the night, somebody slept off, fell down and died.
保罗通宵的去讲道，有些人呢睡低了，睡着了，跌了。
And Paul laid hands on him, the boy came back to life, and Paul didn't stop the message, he still continued preaching till the morning.
当保罗为他按手祈祷的时候，那个人复活，但保罗没有停止他，保罗继续他去讲道。
Paul will use every opportunity to preach.
保罗用每一个机会去传福音。
When he gets to the market, he looks for people, he starts preaching to them.
当他去到市场的时候，他见到人，他就讲福音。
When he's walking on the street, he sees people, he starts preaching to them.
在街上见到人，他就讲福音。
So we don't know how long Paul preached in this one.
我们不知道保罗在那里讲
了多久。But what we know is that Paul must have preached for a long time because Paul doesn't preach short messages.
我们只可以想保罗已经讲了很久，因为保罗是不会讲短的信息。
And the Bible says faith comes by hearing.
圣经讲信心从听到而来。
So people sat there.
保罗不断地去讲。
And after some time,
有些时候呢,
the Bible said there was a man in that meeting.
圣经讲有个人在会议中,
the man had never walked.
那人之前,
he had never walked.
他不懂行走, 不能够行走,
he was born crippled.
他是, 瘸腿的,
he had never walked.
他从来没有行过,
and the Bible said Paul looked at him.
保罗望着他,
and he saw the man had faith.
他看见那人有信心。
How did the man get faith?
那人怎样有信心呢?
He never gone to church.
他从来没有去过教会。
He had never had preaching.
又没有听过讲福音。
And that was why he was still crippled.
所以他就是瘸腿的。
But now suddenly,
突然间,
this man has gotten faith to be healed.
他得到信心以可得医治。
How do we explain that?
我们怎么解释这件事?
This man already had Paul.
因为他听到保罗所说,
that's what the Bible says.
所以圣经说,
he said there was a man born, there was a man there who was crippled who had never walked.
所以圣经说那里有瘸腿的人从来没行过。
He said this man had Paul.
Now
that man was not the only sick man in Lystra.
记住这个不是当地一个唯一的病人。
Why was it that it was only this man that was healed?
但为什么只有这个人得医治呢?
Because this man had Paul.
因为这个人听着保罗,
so other sick people in Israel did not hear Paul.
因为其余有病的人没有聆听到保罗所说的。
They were sitting down in the meeting,
他们就是坐在聚会中,
but their mind was not there.
但他们的心不在那里。
They were answering phone calls.
他们讲电话,
praise the Lord. So they were not hearing Paul.
他没有留心听保罗的讲道啦,
but the Bible says,
但圣经这么说,
this man had Paul.
这个人听着保罗所说,
he had Paul.
他听见保罗所说,
how does faith comes?
信心怎么来的?
By hearing.
从听到而来。
So why Paul was preaching?
当保罗讲道的时候,
he was hearing Paul.
他听见保罗所说,
faith began to come.
信心就开始来了。
You know, like an helicopter.
好像直升机那么来到。
As Paul was preaching,
当保罗讲到的时候,
faith was coming.
信心就来了。
Faith was coming.
信心就来了。
Faith was coming.
信心就来了。
And the man's level of faith began to rise.
他的信心的程度开始提升。
Faith was coming.
信心提升。
After some time, Paul looked at him.
一段时候呢, 保罗看到他,
and said, this man already has faith to be healed.
这个人有足够的信心可以得医治。
Why didn't Paul pray for him before?
为什么保罗之前为他祷告呢?
Because he had not had faith to be healed.
因为他没有足够的信心得着。
So there was nothing Paul could do.
不是保罗所做。
If Paul had prayed for him before, the man would not have been healed. Why? Because he didn't have faith then.
假如保罗之前为他祷告的，他不能够得医治，因为他没有足够的信心。
But when the man had faith,
但当那人有信心的时候,
Paul said, yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
我就等着这个时候。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said to the man,
他就跟那人说,
in the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名,
rise up and walk.
起来行走。
Now, the Bible said the man didn't just stand up.
圣经说那人不是立刻起身。
The man leaped up.
他跳起身,
and began to run around.
还有周围走。
He had never walked.
他之前是没行走过。
Never walked.
从来没行走过。
So all the muscles were wasted because he had never walked.
那些肌肉是软弱的，已经没行走过。
But when he had faith to be healed,
但当他有信心可以得着医治的时候,
because he had Paul,
因为佢听到保罗所讲。
Faith to be healed came into his heart.
系令佢得到医治嘅信心临到佢身度。
His legs were straight instantly.
佢嘅脚就即刻系有力啦。
Faith is so powerful.
信心系咁有能力嘅。
That if it can build in your heart.
在你的心里面能够建立起来
it can build in your heart,
假如信心在你的心里面建立起来
it can affect everything about you,
就是影响到你身为的一切的事
it can affect everything about you,
影响到关于你的一切的事
that is why Satan is fighting your faith,
所以撒旦是跟你的信心去打仗
that's why he doesn't want you to get the word of God,
所以他不想你得着神的话语
You can go to church, no problem
啊，你去教会啦，没问题啊。
But when the preaching is going on, your mind is somewhere else
当传道人讲到的时候你就去梦游
You can read so many books
你可以看很多的书
But no time to read the Bible
但是就不读圣经
You can listen to iPod and listen to all kinds of music
你可以听 iPod 啦，听很多音乐啦
But no time to listen to word of God on CD
就是你就不听神的话语
We can spend our money on clothes
啊，我买很多衫啦
But money will not respect our spiritual resources to feed faith into your spirit
但我们就不花钱去买一些给我们属灵上有喂养
Because Satan knows that once you have faith
因为撒旦知道当你有信心的时候
All things are possible
凡事都能
All things are possible
凡事都能。
So Paul was preaching.
保罗喺度讲紧道。
Paul was preaching.
保罗喺度讲紧道。
And the man began to hear Paul.
嗰人开始听见保罗。
The man was hearing Paul.
佢听到保罗嘅
说话。And Paul saw.
保罗睇到。
That this man already had faith.
因为呢个人已经有信心。
To be healed.
可以得着医治。
Are you ready to have faith this week? This weekend.
你今个周末系咪有你未好有信心咩
？If you can have faith to be healed，
假如你有信心系得着医治嘅
，you will be healed，
你就会得医治。
If you can have faith to be blessed，
你假如有信心系得着祝福嘅
，you will be blessed，
你就会系得着祝福。
All God is looking for is your faith。
神要睇嘅就系你嘅信心。
Now Matthew chapter 21。
马太福音廿一章。
Matthew chapter 21.
马太福音廿一章。
We are going to read verse 21 and 22.
廿一到廿二节，耶稣回答说：我实在告诉你，
Now Jesus was speaking to the disciples.
耶稣同门徒咁讲。
This was after he spoke to the fig tree and the tree died.
就系同嗰个无花果就上无花果树之后。
The disciples were surprised.
嗰啲门徒好惊讶。
So what?
咩话
？Jesus must have so much power.
耶稣咁有能力嘅。
He spoke to a tree and the tree died.
佢就咗个树，树就枯干。
Jesus said no.
唔系啊，耶稣话。
I believe in God.
对神有信心。
He said, "I say unto you truly."
啊，我真系同你讲。
If you have faith.
你假如你有信心。
And not doubt.
唔疑惑。
You won't just speak to fig tree to die.
你唔单止能够令到无花果树枯干。
He said, "You will say to this mountain."
你要对呢座山讲。
Be removed.
挪开这地。
And be cast into the sea.
投在海里。
And it shall obey you.
也必成就。
Okay, so it is faith.
所以就是信心。
That was why, even though Jesus prayed 8 hours and Peter had not prayed, when Peter had faith, he could still walk on water.
所以呢，耶稣祷告了8个钟，而彼得没祷告的时候，但是当彼得有信心的时候，他依然可以在水上行走。
So if I pray several hours and I don't have faith, but my prayer will still not work.
假如我祈祷几个钟，但系我冇信心嘅时候，我嘅祷告都唔能够成就。
Okay. So prayer without faith will not produce anything.
所以冇信心嘅祷告唔能够带嚟啲乜嘢嘢。
That's why he says, "And I say to you, whatsoever you desire."
所以我跟你说，假如你要求什么？
Let's look at it. In verse 22, he said, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, that is in faith, you will receive.
所以你们祷告无论求什么，只要信就得着，所以是要有信。
So if I ask anything in prayer,
所以我祷告求什么？
Once there is faith involved,
当当中有信心的时候，
Once there is faith involved,
当中有信心的时候，
I will receive.
我就会得着。
So what moves God?
乜嘢嘢系可以摇动神呢？
Is faith.
就系你嘅信心。
What makes miracle happen?
乜嘢嘢神迹奇事发生呢？
Faith.
就系信心。
How did you become a Christian?
你点样去成为基督徒呢？
Faith.
就系信心。
How did you receive the Holy Spirit?
你怎样领受圣灵呢？
Faith.
信心。
How will everything happen in your life?
你生命发生的事怎样发生的？
Faith.
就是信心。
How will you move mountains?
你怎样令山移动呢？
Faith.
就是信心。
I want you to tell your neighbor.
我要你告诉隔壁那个。
All things are possible.
凡事都可能。
凡事都可能。
再讲
，All things are possible，
凡事都可能，凡事都可能。
If only you have faith，
假如你有信心，凡事都可能。
Hallelujah，
Hallelujah，
All things are possible，
凡事都有可能。
If only you have faith，
假如你有信心。
And that is why the enemy wants to steal。
所以仇敌要偷取你的信心。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
Whatever you ask in prayer,
你们祷告无论求什么，
Whatever you ask in prayer,
你们祷告无论求什么，
Believing,
只要信。
So there must be a believing,
我们是不是相信？
Believing,
相信。
You will receive,
你就会必得着。
Let's read Mark chapter 9 verse 23。
马可福音第九章第三十三节。
And then Mark chapter 10 verse 27。
同埋马可福音第十章。
Let's also call it Mark chapter 9 verse 23。
九章马可福音九章三十三节。他们来到加百利，耶稣在屋里问门徒说：你们马可福音十章廿七节。耶稣看着他们，
Now let's look at these two statements of Jesus as we conclude this morning session.
我哋留意睇下两节经文。
Jesus said,
耶稣话
，With God,
对神嚟讲
，All things are possible.
在神凡事都能。
Then he said, To him that hath faith,
对信嘅人嚟讲。
All things are possible.
再信的人凡事都能。
With God.
再神。
All things are possible.
凡事都能。
To him that has faith.
再信的人。
All things are also possible.
凡事都能。
What does that mean?
咁即是什么意思呢？
The greatest power on earth.
在世上最大的能力的事就是信心。
All things are possible with God.
对神来说什么事都可以行。
All things are possible to the one that has faith.
对信的人来说什么事都可以行。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
The person that has faith,
那个有信心的人
can operate at the frequency of God.
就好像行在活在神的频道当中。频率当中，
I get it.
你明白吗？
The person that has faith,
有信心的人，
can operate at the frequency of God,
就可以根据神的频率去活，
at which all things are possible,
就是呢， 凡事都能。
Let me ask you a question.
我要问你一个问题。
What do you think is impossible to you right now?
对你来说有什么事是不可能发生的？
What do you think is impossible?
对你来说有什么事是不可能的？
The Bible says, "If you have faith,"
圣经话，假如你有信心
，that thing is possible.
嗰样嘢系可能嘅。
Now tell your neighbor, it is possible.
话俾你家听听，系可能嘅，可以嘅。
Say again, it is possible.
话俾佢听，系可以嘅。
So there is nothing impossible on earth.
所以世上是没有东西不可能的.
The only problem is the problem of faith.
唯一的难题就是你的信心.
If you can have the faith for it,
假如你没有那个信心,
it is possible.
假如你有信心就可能了.
So faith is the most powerful force on this earth.
就是世上最有力量、最大能的力量.
And that's why Satan don't want Christians to know faith.
所以撒旦不想信徒去明白信心.
So when people fall sick,
所以人病,
he says, well, maybe it's not the will of God to heal you.
可能这个不是神的心意让你得医治.
Oh, maybe it's not the will of God for you to prosper.
或者神的心意不是要你得着富足.
Oh, maybe it's not the will of God for you to be blessed.
或者不是神的心意要你得蒙福.
Oh, maybe God is teaching you a lesson.
或者神要这样去教你一个功课.
No.
不是.
It's lack of faith.
就是不够信心.
When we come back in the afternoon,
我们下午回来的时候,
we will begin to define faith.
我们要为信心来一个定义.
Because you will realize,
因为你要明白,
that what many people call faith is not faith.
很多东西人家称为信心的其实不是信心的.
Now if you can get the definition clear,
假如你将定义弄清楚,
faith becomes easy for you to operate.
信心对你来说就容易运作.
You know the Bible says,
圣经中说,
God is no respecter of persons.
神不偏待人.
In other words,
即是说呢,
if I have faith,
假如我有信心,
what God will do for me,
神对我做的事,
God will do for you also if you have faith.
对你同样会做, 假如你有信心.
As far as God is concerned,
对神来说呢,
there is no difference between the Chinese and the American.
美国人和香港人对神来说都没有分别的.
What matters to God is faith.
对神来说重要的是你的信心.
So if you can do it for the American, you can do it for the Chinese.
所以他对美国人可以这样做，他对中国人同样可以这样做.
Once there is faith,
假如你有信心,
faith is the most powerful force.
信心是世上最有力量的力量.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget, how does faith come?
不要忘记信心是怎样来的.
By hearing the word.
是听道而来的.
Make sure you get materials that will bring faith to your heart.
你要去看那些属灵的喂养，令到你有信心临到你的心.
Spend time in the word of God.
在神的话语当中去花时间.
So that faith can grow your heart.
以致信心能够在你当中去成长.
Let's bow down our heads to pray.
我们低头祷告.
I want you to talk to God.
我想你跟神讲,
tell the Lord to open your understanding.
让神让你有领悟, 有明白,
for you to understand His word.
以致可以明白祂的话语.
Tell it to give you more revelation.
求神赐你更多的启示.
Tell Him you want to grow in faith.
告诉神你愿意在信心上去成长.
Tell Him to give you more revelation.
求神给你更多的启示.
Talk to the Lord.
向神去倾偈，向神去倾偈。
The spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主，我们要领受那个启示和智慧的灵。
Yes, as you speak your word to our hearts.
我求你将你的话语和我们心去说话。
We ask, oh God, that you bless us indeed.
主，我求你祝福我们。
We give you all the glory.
我们将一切荣耀归于。
Thank you for miracles that are happening already.
主，为到已经发生了的神迹，我感谢。
We give you all the glory.
我将一切荣耀归于你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.